Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Summer nominee David D bringing us My Family to 7 after 2 with a track titled You Are Awesome. If you are just joining us right now, you are tuned to Radio Pulpit and the conversation is hot and happening also on the Zoom platform. If you would like to get details of how you can join the community on Zoom, Hi, Sis Nigelwa. Hi, Sis Lerato. Hi, Ellen. Hi, Maandi. Hi, Busi. Who else do we have? Hi, Khumutso. Who else do we have? Hello, Sis Penny, Sis Pindi, Rapelang, Butsiviwe, Tembi. I saw Apostle. Who did I see? Okay. So if you are joining us, my family, on the Hi Jackie Collins coming through, shortly in this conversation, my family, we're talking about all things marriage. And we really want to understand what are those rights? What does the law say about marriage? Advocate Molly joining us on the line. Thank you so much, ma'am, for standing by. You're welcome. Let's get straight to the three questions that have been asked on the chat box.
Am I audible now, Ayanda?
Absolutely audible. We've got you, ma'am.
Awesome. This is technology. I'm telling you, it cannot be measured.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just zoom straight into the first question by Heather, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Heather, let me tell you, my darling, there is every possibility that at the time when this man wants to marry the second wife, he would not disclose the background. You know, I always give an example of a man that is coming as far as Malamulele. You know, I use Malamulele because it's a big...
You're going to get us into trouble, Advocate Molly.
It's far from Gauteng and, you know, almost close to Mozambique.
You're going to get us into trouble. But yes, we understand why. Yeah.
Yes. Now, this person would be coming from another province, coming, you know, from one province coming into Gauteng. And when they come, in most cases, they would all say, I have no mother, no father, no wife, no child.
Hey, Advocate Molly.
You understand what I mean? And therefore, he's like, he has just fallen down from heaven yesterday, just a wahodimo. And you think you have now found a jackpot of a man, and everyone wants to get married, every woman wants to get married, and you never anticipated that at one stage you would be told that this man has got a wife somewhere. Now, when he arrives here in Gauteng, then he would marry anybody, and he does not even disclose that he has got another woman at home.
Hey,
I want to say to Heather and all the listeners, there is no possibility that you would never even discover that this man has got another wife and children somewhere until, like this case that we are dealing with, at the time of his death.
Hey, Nkosi.
When you have, I get a banana, Baba Telwa High, they go to their own parental original roots, their own home. Only when you get there, you're going to get one wife number 1, 2, and 3. That will be the only time when you start realizing that this man has been married to multiple wives.
Advocate.
And unfortunately, at that time, you don't have anyone to give you information and clarity about what has happened because the culprit is gone. If you happen to know about it while he is still alive, I would say, talk to him. And now we always get issues when this arises. Because we would advise a woman, talk to him so that you resolve it. Or you would actually seek the services of a lawyer. Or, you know, a counselor. Go for counseling and then you get somebody to mediate the issue and then you settle it with your husband. But then I tell you, in most cases where the woman says, I am not part of this, and I don't want to agree to the second marriage, and she stands her ground, there is every possibility that 60% of cases, the man would say, I'm divorcing you now, because mam nani take a call.
Yay, Kosiam. Advocate, yes, let me just slip in this quick question. Now, in the case of a recourse that is available, right, because we know most, but the issue about, I mean, look, for some reason, okay, in relationships, it always feels like the newest pursuit, you know, has so much more power. And that's why you find people in marriages taking all sorts of irresponsible decisions, because now there's a more hotter, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what emotions go through, you know, parties, but for whatever reason, you know, they want to align to the demands of this new person in this relationship. So what about the family? Is there no way we can hold the family accountable? Because for me, from where I'm sitting, those are the biggest destroyers, actually, because there is no way your sister, your cousin, your mother cannot know that you have a wife at home, that you have a wife that you are wanting to take. Why are they silent?
Ayanda, my sister, there is every possibility that when they come to marry this person who is now in Gauteng, having left their first wife wherever at home in the rural areas, they always, in most cases, use the hired and rented malumes and rakhadi.
Oh, but rented crowd.
The women don't go home. No, there are malumes and rakhadis who are being rented in Gauteng.
Yo.
And even the people who are from foreign nationals are actually using the ones that are in Gauteng instead of going back to Uganda, Angola to go and call for their malumes and rakhadi. So there is every possibility that the people who came in were not legitimate and they brought your lobola. The mother-in-law at home would not even know about it. She's going to be surprised at the time of the death of her son, at the time of the death of her son, that my son is married to so-and-so again.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying always, but I'm saying for most of the cases,
sure.
The family would not actually be aware of it.
So then effectively, there's no recourse, Asmoli, for second wife who was not told.
The recourse could be there if the husband is still willing to keep his first wife and does understand and admit that he made a mistake and is willing to settle it. And if he's willing to settle it, it actually means that then the second marriage does not exist because it did not comply with the requirements for the validity of that second marriage. Therefore, it means then, even before you go to the lawyers, you and your husband, you need to settle it to say, are we still in the marriage? And are you still going to be my only husband and me being your only wife? Because otherwise, if you don't want that, it means I don't even want to be the second wife. We must just decide whether she is Hukana or not. So it is a matter to be settled by the two of them. Only if they cannot settle it is then that the wife can actually go and seek for recourse of the law. And that is where she can actually go to the attorney and say, I have somebody that is now entering into my marriage with my husband, and this is a situation, and the lawyer would advise you whether to get a divorce or even to persuade the husband to get into post-nuptial contract. And it will depend if you are willing to have the second wife in the marriage with you.
Yeah. So what about the second wife? Because the question here is, I am wife number two. It's by no fault of mine that this wonderful man of mine decided that he would marry me without disclosing wife number one. What happens now? And now he's gone. You know, he's died. What happens?
Yes. The question is, the first wife can challenge the validity of the first marriage. And you remember, with this case that we are dealing with, it is the question is, who is now supposed to be appointed to be given the letter of executrix and, for the purpose of dissolving the estate.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, yes, there is always going to be contestation in the court to say which one is the legally valid marriage now. Because both of them could be having proof of the fact that they are married.
But Galoku Mamela advocate, ne? So let's just say that the first wife is married customarily and as well as in a civil union. But by virtue of that, the second wife can then, we understand that the second wife can't be married in a civil union, because then, you know, the law does not allow for that to happen. So obviously the second wife will be married customarily. So then the question is, now the second wife, we understand, wants to understand, what can I now do? I was lobolad, even if it was rented crowd, but the point is I was lobolad. Ndithini mna ngoku?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay.
So
can
what?
You hear me,
yeah. So what options are available to wife number two upon finding out that actually you are not wife number one? There is one more, or even two more other wives that have been married before you and are currently married right now to the same man.
Yes, the two of them will need to be represented by lawyers for them to get their rights for the appointment of executrix after the death of the husband.
Got you.
The two of them.
Got
the
you.
The first and the second wife. Because now each and every one of them are saying, I'm a legally married wife.
Yes.
Now, once the two of them are coming up with lawyers, mm-hmm. that is what I'm saying. There will be contestation about the legality of the marriage to say which marriage is valid. Now, let me tell you, I'm going to start with a simpler sphere or the simpler version and come to the more complex.
Mm-hmm.
If the first wife was married by civil rights, by civil marriage, it means the husband was not supposed to have married any other wife whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Which means the second marriage is invalid, it is null and void. Because if the husband had proceeded to marry another woman, he would have been committing the offense called bigamy, which is a criminal offense.
Come on.
Therefore,
that's powerful.
A person married by civil rights, a man married by civil marriage, can go and marry another person in whatever civil or customary marriage.
And it is
now, let me
it is criminal when they do that, advocate.
It is criminal.
That's
when
wonderful.
They are married by civil marriage and they go to marry another woman, either by civil or customary marriage, it's a criminal offense. Now, let me cross over to the customary marriage. If they were married by customary marriage, are we together?
Advocate.
Yes. If the husband and the first wife were married by customary marriage, then we go to the first thing that we said initially. He must have obtained the post-nuptial contract to sign between himself and the wife so that the first wife does allow him the opportunity or the right to marry another wife.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the second wife would actually be known. And therefore, the dissolution of the state, of the estate, would follow according to the customary laws of succession and inheritance with the division of the estate between the first wife and the second wife. Understanding, do you still remember we have the estate
that is ring-fenced? Yes.
You remember?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That would actually simplify the situation because we have already ring-fenced the estate of the first wife. Now, when it comes to the second one, there is every possibility that they were married out of community of property. Because the first marriage in customary law, the first marriage of customary law is potentially in community of property in the absence of any other document that they are signing to the contrary. And the other subsequent marriages will be out of community of property.
Mm-hmm.
Now you'd understand that the dissolution of the estate would be followed in terms of customary marriage and also in terms of the fact that it is out of community of property.
Mm.
And that is why I'm saying I don't even want to complicate the situation because we're still going to be dealing with the property regime hereafter.
Mm.
But I'm giving it on the basis of the simpler version.
Yeah, yeah.
Now,
mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Now, let me come to the more complex,
mm-hmm.
which is the situation of the case we are dealing with right now.
Yes.
When you go to the Home Affairs, you will find that this is what the judge is saying. There is no clarity about when the marriage was entered into or what type of marriage, civil marriage. There are no records in Home Affairs.
Mm.
The first wife does not have the records. We understand because when I read the case, it's like they were married in the 40s or 60s, 1960s or whatever.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. And therefore, the problem is one. The reason why so many people cannot find their records of marriages in the Home Affairs, and especially the people that are coming from even the PBDC state, they have not gone back to the South African system of Home Affairs to capture their marriages.
Hey,
therefore,
Smalley, that's very powerful.
That, you would find that the marriage system of Home Affairs in South Africa does not have their profile.
Doesn't recognize them. Yay, Smalley.
No, it does. The law recognizes them, but the system has not captured them, because when we moved from the KBBCs, we did not bring the marriage certificates of all those self-governing states and the TBVCs, the independent states, into the system. I can tell you about my experience when I arrived in Gauteng. I went to Home Affairs. When I got in there, I realized that I was married but out of community of property.
Wow.
When in actual fact, I knew very well that I was married in community of property in 1984.
So
going into my husband's profile, I found that he was never married. I said to the Department of Home Affairs, wait a second. I have this blue, you remember that blue printed marriage certificate in the blue sheet, folded like this, and I brought it to them framed. I brought it to them. I said,
Amen. So, Sis Molly, really what we are learning out of this, you know, what we are learning is that it's very important, you know, especially for abogogo, you know, for people listening today, that you have an elderly mom or ugogo, you know, just ensure that their documents are captured in the current system. Because for some of us who come from homelands, for example, you know, I don't know what could have happened to my mom's records, you know, from Transkei. Very, very powerful point. Now, I want to, before we carry on, Sis Molly, I know we're not going to be able to congest everything we have in this conversation. Perhaps we'll move it over to next week, God willing. But I just want to bring in the family joining us on the Zoom platform. We'll take a two or three comments or questions. If you can just maybe just raise your hand to the people joining us on the Zoom platform, and let's try and capture those questions in the next 6 minutes that we have left of this conversation. And if you're joining us, my family, of course the lines are open. You've got a question, you've got a query. Let's bring in scripture. Let's bring in some wisdom. Uti Nubao, what is the word say? You know, we want to have a holistic discussion around this matter. We know what the law says now, you know, what is the church saying on this matter? And we are live on 012-334-1322. I do know that we've just been load shedded, so there could be problems with the phone, but we are also live on 082-657-2729. Anybody on the Zoom line that would like to just ask? Aha, we've got Tony. Tony's just raised Kimang. Who do I have? We've got, yeah, Tony, let's recognize you first, sir. If you can unmute, and let's just keep it as brief as possible. Thank you so much.
Good day. My name is Tony Matse. Osmoli, she's my mom.
Hi, Putoni.
Yes,
she is my mom.
Yeah.
Hello, ma. Yeah, she is my spiritual mom, even in marriages.
That's amazing.
I just wanted to say to the listeners there, you will never go wrong with your marriages if you have been there with Osmoli. I've been with Osmoli too in a lot of marriage counseling.
That's amazing.
You know, a lot of things. I've learned a lot. I'm now married. I'm happy. Yeah. You know, I would just like to say to the business, carry on, have a faith in God. Then also, he taught me one thing.
Yes, Papa.
About the marriages. If your partner is giving you a problem. When you dish up, pray for those food.
Hallelujah.
And say, please, God, can you restore my husband or else my wife? I am telling you, you will see miracles.
Hallelujah. I want to burst out in tongues. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you. Quite well. What does he say? What is the question?
Oh, to Putoni. Putoni says, that part of your counsel, you know, is that we've got to pray for our marriages. And if wa bona gore go na le mathata mo, you know, when you dish up, pray for that food, you know, and just pray and speak the word.
Yes.
Let's.
That is my ministry.
Awesome stuff, Buthoni. Thank you so much, my brother, for sharing that. Mamukhale, we recognize you. If you could unmute, please, brief comment from you.
Thank you, Ayanda, and our dear, lovely, unsung hero, advocate, marriage advocate. What I need Ayanda to do is to conscientize all South Africans, because now every time when somebody, one of the couple of spouses dies, we find saying never married. Even my mother at her age, when we went to claim for insurance policies, it said never married. So pray for you so that you must get sponsors. Go to newspapers, go to radio stations. Our radio station is here for you, Ayanda. And Mama Molly, please make sure that by the end of this year, all South Africans are conscientized.
That's amazing.
And it's only 8 rand to buy the new certificate, and it's free at the Home Affairs just to check for you the status of your marriage.
Yo.
Thank you. Mark chapter 10, verse 9. Hmm. Advocate. You must advocate, because it says that at the divorce court, the advocates will normally say, I break this marriage and no one will remarry the couple. But they must never a curse upon themselves by breaking marriages. Thank you. See you again next week and every day. You can switch it to tonight, because if you've got ample time, it's in the evening when everybody's home.
Mama, this is so beautiful. Thank you so much for that comment coming through, my family, from the Zoom platform. And we'll end with you, Butsiviwe, only because of time. And of course, this conversation has to absolutely continue next week. Butsiviwe, very briefly, sir, good afternoon to you. Lynn, can I please just brag like Butoni?
Butsiviwe. Yes,
Budwam.
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you so much for the platform. Good evening, good afternoon to everybody. Mamumoli, as a Kingdom family legal specialist, my question is, to what degree do we observe civil law in that the examples in the Bible, for example, when the disciples are asking Christ if they should pay taxes, the Lord Yeshua HaMashiach says, give to Caesar that which belongs to Caesar, and give to God that which belongs to God. Now, the Lord very clearly says that if you love me, you will love my law. If we cannot love his law, then we cannot say that we love God. Now, if civil law is not in line with God's law, to what degree can we be, disobedient? Because we had an example of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego who disobeyed the ultimate law of the king when they refused to bow before their idol God. And their consequent was death. But they said, our God will come through for us should he choose to. But if he does not choose so, even so, we will accept the consequences. But we shall not bow down and observe civil law according to the laws of God. So I'm asking, as a kingdom citizen, to what extent should I be a good law-abiding citizen, because all authority has been given to us by God himself and has been allowed by God, but in so doing, remain faithful as a child of God.
Wow, Siviwe. Advocate, if I can just ask you, that's where we're going to leave the conversation. But when you respond to that, if you could also just wrap up the conversation, Mama. Thank you so much to everybody joining us on the Zoom platform. This was absolutely amazing. We will have chapter 2 of this conversation next week. Thank you so much. Advocate, over to you.
Thank you so much, Ayanda, you are still with me, ne?
Yes.
You are able to hear me.
Yes, absolutely,
okay,
ma'am.
Fine. Thank you so much. I have actually realized that when we come to situations of marriages, there is definitely a conflict between the law of God and the law of the land, the law of the country. I would urge everyone to be like Joshua. Joshua would actually say to people, choose now who you want to follow. But as for me and my house, I will serve the Lord. And this is what I'm saying. When it comes to the conflict of laws, and I realize that the law of the country does not agree with the law of God, I decide my first constitution is the Bible. Every one of you, I'm not even going to impose it upon you. Every one of you should choose. Because when it comes to the constitution, it is a constitution of the country, which in some cases make people to falter or to default or to disobey the Lord.
Mm.
At times, I always say, Ayanda, I would rather disobey the country, the land, than or in order to obey the law of the Lord, in order to obey the Father, because I'm going to be accountable to Him. I may not be accountable to people.
Mm.
Therefore, this is my point of view. The law of the Lord comes first to me, and then when it comes to lawyers and judges, you understand that it is a very, very tricky situation.
Mm.
It is so tricky because they have to give judgment in terms of the law of the land. And in some cases, then you find that this is actually against their viewpoint, against their belief, against their statement of faith. And hence you find that the judge in that situation would defend to say, no, I would not agree with this judgment because I am firstly accountable to my God. So this is what would give them the opportunity to say,
sure,
if you don't agree with the situation, rather take a dissenting judgment. Therefore, I am saying, even the pastors, you need to be a Joshua. When you get into the situation of marriages, because at some stage you are going to be asked by people to marry people of same sex, you know, and you understand, same sex partners are going to come to you, and you are going to be asked to come and
officiate.
Bless that kind of marriage. You are going to come to be asked to come home to bless the Bukhadi, where in the Bukhadi has been dedicated to the ancestors and whatever. We have to talk about those things.
Sure.
You need to stand.
You're
and
bound.
Paul would say, having done that, to stand with the full armor, knowing whom you are serving. You are not serving the princes and princesses of this world. You are serving the Lord. And you need to be seen, to be clear with your standpoint when it comes to the word of the Lord. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I would like to say, Ayanda.
Yes, Mama.
Moving forward, I know that there's a lot of you have opened up a can of worms.
I know.
There's a lot of questions that have been answered. Yes, I would like to say to people, we are at the point where we have been talking about the. I know that there are questions that came about the amendment of the marriage law and the amendment of the customary law that customary marriage that we did not deal
the
with.
The validity of the ANC.
Customary marriages have amended the law. But we are at the point where the amendment is coming also through the one marriage law.
Mm.
And it is still going to be discussed in this platform. Because now the legal system seeks to unify all the marriage laws, the customary marriages, recognition of customary marriages act, the civil marriages act, and even the Muslim marriages. We are at that point, and we will keep on, you know, conducting this outreach and education so that people can be put
absolutely
into clear understanding.
Absolutely.
Of what is
absolutely.
Thank you so much. For now, we don't have sufficient time.
Yeah.
This is all that we can do for today. Thank you so much, Ayanda and the listeners.
Oh, you are such an incredible blessing, Advocate Molly. Thank you so much for your time. I do want to make this absolute commitment, and may the Lord just bless it. We are placing it before the Lord. Next week, 1:30 to 2:30, this conversation will indeed continue with Advocate Molly Malede joining us, a family advocate as well as author. And we'll continue answering all those questions. Outstanding is the question regarding the ANC and, of course, the amendments of the Marriage Act. All of it is coming. And we're going to take all of those scenarios, you know, about All sorts of drama that happens around lobola, marriage, and all of these wonderful things. So, mighty big shout out to the audience joining us on the Zoom platform. Sis Lerato, Sis Khomoto, Sis Heda, Kimang, Mamukhale, thank you so much, Ma, Awesome Party, Siabule Lakakulu, Sis Penny, Aputi Rapelang, Putsiviwe, is it Tembi, Brother Tony, Koliswa, we really appreciate you. So very much, Alan Naidu. Do stay tuned, my family. The conversation that comes up straight after this is Professor Vianindindili, Utata Wetwesi Mthanda Kakhulu, and he's answering the question, how do we make leaders and who is responsible for making leaders? Advocate Molly, we love you, Mama. Thank you so much, and we catch up with you next week, yeah?
Clarify, Ayanda, that when you say ANC, you don't mean the political party, you mean anti-mutual contract.
What do you mean? Advocate Molly, una le spicy, Mama, rele buge.
Hallelujah. Bless you, child of God.
Bless you so much, Mama. Bless you so much. Advocate Molly Malete, my family. Please do stay tuned on the Zoom line. We'll take a quick break and we'll join Odata, who's already on standby on the line straight after this ad break. It's Radio Pulpit, my family. Tell your friends and family to join the conversation. It's all happening here.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Burger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply. You're at 657 AM. Radio carrying 24 hours a day. 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.